I was looking forward to competing with Chris. First of all, he's a great player, someone I was looking forward to learn a lot from, even though if I had a chance to sit behind him. So, very sad situation with Chris retiring.
How far away do you think you are from being on the field and competing and winning this round?
I just think the main thing for me right now is getting into shape. I missed so much time in the spring and everything, and I wasn't able to run, so that's the most important thing.
How do they accelerate that process?
Just getting back out on the field. That's the first thing.
Did you see what happened with Snead? Did it kind of make it more real what can happen with injuries?
It right there just go to show how quick your career could be over with.
Because he wasn't old. Many people with injuries got to retire.
Oh, yeah, man. That's an unfortunate situation for him.
John, were you worried you weren't going to get another chance after how things went in Miami?
No, I'm not worried about that, man. I'm focused on nothing but the Giants and this season coming up.
Do you know for sure what the situation is with the league? I mean, are you still facing any discipline or anything like that?
I don't know what's going on, but at the same time, I'm not worried about it. It is what it is with that.
Some of the stuff in that report that they accused you of obviously was, pretty nasty stuff. I mean, what's your reaction, I guess, just to what they've accused you of?
My reaction is I've moved on from that, so that's in the past.
Can you say whether any of it was accurate or?
It's in the past. I'm going to leave it at that.
The commissioner said that the guys involved had to undergo some sort of psychological evaluation. Has that happened? Is it still coming?
I'm not going to come in on that because I still don't know what's going on with that, so I have nothing to say with that.
Nothing like that has occurred yet for you?
I don't have no comment for that.
I know you said, it's in the past, but it is alarming to just kind of wake up and read that one day. I mean, because that's you, that's your reputation, and I guess how does that feel to see that sort of stuff written about you?
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting in shape right now. That's the most important thing for me.
We know, we don't know you, obviously. And
right.
Fans don't know you. It's hard to judge just based on, unfortunately, it's what we've given to read about you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want people to know about who you really are?
I mean, at the end of the day, all only people I really care about who am I, and that's the guys in the locker room. And I think the guys in the locker room got a pretty good feel for who I am. I came out the same year as JD, and I've been knowing JD pretty good, and he knows the type of person I am. And I've got a chance to talk to some of the guys in the locker room, and we didn't discuss things like that. And so I think they got a pretty good feel for who I am.
They knew about it. You didn't feel like you had to discuss it with them, or they didn't.
I mean, if guys want to know something, I'm more than welcome to open up to my teammates.
Are you concerned the fans could get the wrong impression, and if so, is there anything you'd say to them?
I'm not too much worried about that. So, it is what it is.
How much did you have to address it with the Giants when you were signing?
I mean, I told them everything that went on. I have nothing to lie about, so they know everything.
And the feeling down there, I guess, it was more normal locker room stuff than people think. It's just sort of what goes on.
I got no comment on that.
I assume you're looking forward to a day where you can talk to us and us not have to.
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to a day when I can open up and tell you guys everything about it. So we definitely discuss that in the future.
In the meantime, how long do you think it'll take to get people to think of you just as a football player instead of all that?
I can't control that. So, people are going to think what they want to think about you. That's something I know that's out of my hand.
You presume the quicker you get fit and healthy and playing, the quicker that would be?
Yeah, you're right about that. That's all pretty much the fans care about is you going out to perform and getting them W's.
What are you able to do practice-wise? Anything?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm limited, but I still don't know exactly much as I could do. Not yet.
John, is this the first time that you've gone into a training camp not healthy and not able to do 100%, or have you had this experience before?
No, I never had this experience before, but last year I had the same knee procedure during camp last year, and so I was able to come back and get prepared before the first game. And I only had like 2.5, 3 weeks to get prepared to come back for the first game.
Can from that experience, what do you take of that? Especially when, you know, you're learning a brand new offense, you know, you're getting thrown in head first, you have to go for a starting job. You know, how do you adjust your preparation so that you can hit the ground running?
I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta prepare. And so I was able to be here in the spring still, and I even though I wasn't taking the reps, I was taking a lot of mental reps and studying my playbook every night before I go to bed. So that's them things like that right there helped me catch up.